Edmonton. Alberta's ombudsman says she doesn't have the power to investigate a complaint about the decision to consolidate ambulance emergency dispatch services in the province. The complaint was filed by the cities of Red Deer, Calgary, Lethbridge and the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. The municipalities have contended that the decision to consolidate the dispatch services to save the government money could put the lives of people in their communities at risk. In a release late Friday, Ombudsman Marianne Ryan says the decision was technically made by Alberta Health Services, which her office is prohibited by law from investigating. When the United Conservative government announced the consolidation in August 2020, then-Health Minister Tyler Chandro said the province's dispatch system would allow for better coordination of all ground ambulances and air resources. At the time, the four mayors of the municipalities, none of whom are now still in office, said they were blindsided by the decision and would fight the change. While the issue being complained about clearly affects many Albertans, I am bound by my governing legislation to only investigate matters that are clearly within my jurisdiction, Ryan said in the release. Given the substance of the complaint has been widely reported in the media and that it relates to an issue affecting a great many Albertans, I advised the mayors that I would be making a public statement. Last February, a judge granted an interim injunction sought by Alberta Health and Alberta Health Services after the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo stopped transferring emergency medical calls to the provincial dispatch center. The municipality, which includes Fort McMurray, stopped transferring calls after its council decided the provincial ambulance dispatch service was putting patients at risk due to delays and confusion. A lawyer for Wood Buffalo had argued it was in the public interest for the municipality to keep handling emergency medical calls through its own dispatch center. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 26, 2021. The Canadian Press.